I've heard it said by some, put me in front of 1,000 people and I can sing or lead worship with no problem. But I am scared to death to lead worship in a small crowd. Let me ask you this, what if no one is there? Today we're talking about how to lead worship when no one is in the room.
Attention all geeks. This is the Pastor Gadget Show, where we talk about life, leadership, and the pursuit of techiness. Here's your host, Matt Perkins.
Well, hey there. Thanks so much for joining me on this episode of the Pastor Gadget Show. It's going to be a little different when we are talking about life, leadership, and the pursuit of techiness. We will be talking about a lot of things coming up in the next couple episodes on tech and how to do church online and some of the things that have been a huge help to me that I've found and my team. I lead worship in Fresno, California at People's Church. Have been there now coming up this summer will be 6 years. And to think that in the past 5 weeks, we have been online only based on the kind of state of things that are going on in not only our country, but around the world. And at the time of this recording, it's the middle of April 2020, and we've been doing church online as most people have for about 5 weeks. And one thing that kind of struck me, and it happened on the first week that we were going to be online only. And I remember being on the platform with our team on that day. And we were recording earlier in the week, before Sunday. Some may record early in the week. Some may do their services live online for that morning. I don't think there's a right or wrong. It's just whatever fits kind of the flow of your leadership and your team. And so we were getting ready to record, and I remember so distinctly being on the platform and just feeling the weight of what was happening. And it wasn't about how are we going to lead people because no one is here. It was, there are a lot of people that are going to be watching on Sunday from either their mobile device, their desktop computer, their TV that has YouTube on it, and they're going to be sitting in that room saying, what is going on? I can't even believe this is our society right now. And I felt the need to just say, God, what do you want us to communicate? And what is the best way that we can do that? And so as a team, we had prayer and just a time of kind of talking together. And then before we began to lead, one line that kind of jumped out at me, and I've been using that as we've rotated teams every week, I say the same thing. I go back to it, and it's kind of like when Vince Lombardi would start the season every year, the incredible coach of the legendary Green Bay Packers, and he would start that season, you know, gentlemen, this is a football. Going back to the basics. Well, one thing that when we are doing church online only, I think one of the basics is looking at it saying, what room are you leading today? If we get focused on the size of the auditorium or sanctuary that we're leading in, and we pretend that people are there in the congregation when no one is there, if we're just pretending that it's a full house, I think we're going to get distracted and miss the point that we aren't leading for the large room. We're leading for the living room. We're leading for the room that's on the other side of that mobile device or that TV screen or whatever it may be that people are watching or listening to that. John Maxwell said, "He who thinks he leads but has no followers is only taking a walk." I love that line. I think as worship leaders, we need to realize that to lead worship effectively, you have to have a solid foundation. If your worship leadership is built on having a crowd in front of you that is going to shout back or they're going to clap at the right times, you know, if I'm being honest, I think that this is one of the best times for the church because it's getting us out of our routines and what we're just conditioned to do. You sing this song, everybody claps. You do this, everybody raises their hands when this song is sung. There's a pastor that I worked for a number of years. He would call them, you know, the helium tunes. It's when, you know, you start singing that song, everybody's hand goes up. I think it's important for us to remember that if we are only feeling successful or whatever that term, I don't know that I like that term, but if we are only feeling effective as worship leaders, if people are responding, we are going to crumble when these times come. If your worship leading is based on your deep foundation and walk with Christ, this is going to be a time when you will excel as a leader. But if it's based on the superficial things or responses of other people, we have to be honest and say, we're kind of taking the glory from God and we're feeding off of those things. You can't be, as the old saying goes, you can't be an inch deep and a mile wide. You will crumble. Your foundation will crack. So there's a couple things that I just want to go over during this time, and we're keeping these podcasts brief. One, because that helps in my attention span, how I like to consume podcasts. I like, okay, this is a shorter amount of time. I can do that. And so there's a couple things that I just want to share. One, know the room that you're leading. During this time, I like watching other churches and how they do church online, because one, it makes me better. And I want to look at and say, oh, I like how they're engaging the congregation, or I like how they're doing this thing. So I like to study what other churches are doing. But I also find it very telling when a worship leader is saying, come on, put your hands together, or come on, somebody shout, somebody do this. You're wanting to get the response from people, and you can tell that they're used to being in front of a crowd. All of us have those things. We have different habits that we fall into, and I think right now we're having to relearn habits, how to lead when no one is in the room. So we need to know the room that we're leading. Secondly, we need to know what success looks like or what effectiveness looks like, and then be comfortable not being able to see it. You know, I think in the past, there have been times that all of us can fall into the trap of going, boy, congregation, they were just not awake today, or they weren't responding. They just sat there. Well, at this point, there are people who are in their living room, or they're in their backyard, and they're distracted by kids. Their devices are going off with other notifications or text messages. Their coffee's running low. The dogs are barking at the neighbors. There's all kinds of things competing for their attention. And so we have to know what it is that we're trying to achieve. And ultimately, that is giving Jesus and inspiring them in their faith and giving them hope to know that they can make it past this moment where it may seem hopeless, it may seem desperate, it may seem scary, but we serve a God who can walk with them through this situation and through this time. So know the room you're leading, and secondly, know what you're trying to achieve as an online worship service or gathering, whatever terminology that you are using, and you need to talk with your leadership and your pastors. If you're not the senior pastor, you need to talk with your leadership and make sure that you are all rowing in the same direction. Couple things as we kind of close this time out. One, remember, this isn't a performance. No one is turning this on wanting us to give them a show. We are there to give them hope, as I mentioned, something that will encourage them in their faith. So as you're leading, I mentioned if someone is used to leading in a big room, know where the camera is at. And wherever that camera is at, you don't want to be creepy and like staring right at the camera, staring through people, but you want to know that is where the family that you are ministering to, that's where they're watching. And if you're looking every other direction besides that, you're not going to have their attention. You're not going to engage them with that. One thing that helps me when I'm leading in that moment is when I look at the songs and the message of the songs, the lyrics, I start picturing and thinking of people that I've been praying for through the week. People who have been on my heart, people who are on my mind, maybe it's family members, maybe it's people in our congregation that really need hope right now. And I picture them wherever that camera is, I picture them on the other side of that. And they're looking, saying, God, I need to hear from you today. Take a moment in that worship gathering, direct something to them of saying, today, God is there for you. He has a plan for you, and it's not to leave you stranded, but to give you hope. You know, there are many challenges that we are facing as churches in America, across the globe, but I know that this is an exciting time, that we can not rest on things that we're just comfortable with, but we're in new waters. We kind of jumped into the deep end of the pool all together at the same time going, God, we need you to help us. And we want to walk with you. We want to do it well. We want to base our leadership not on a performance or something that will elicit response from people. God, we don't want to compete with your glory. This is about you. And so I want to challenge you. We're walking into some new times. We're walking into some new things in our lives. But this will allow us to become better. Hey, this is Matt Perkins. I want to thank you for joining me. If you have some questions or maybe comments, if you would just email that to info@pastorgadget.net. You can email me. You can also go to pastorgadget.net and you can just respond, leave me a voicemail from the website right there. And would love to engage if you have questions or comments as we're walking into this new territory of church online and what we can do. Have an incredible day.